State Department offers free speech grants only to woke activists. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 5, 2023. The U.S. State Department is pretending to offer grants for proponents of free speech while disqualifying anyone who disagrees with their woke agenda. If your speech promotes biological males playing women's sports, abortion on demand, and the sexual indoctrination of six-year-olds, the State Department is offering $750,000 grants to help you stamp out the free speech of anyone who disagrees with you. If you want government funding, your free speech initiative should include women and girls in all their diversity. LGBTQ+ persons, transgender or gender diverse persons in particular, migrants, members of marginalized racial, ethnic, and indigenous communities, religious minority group members, and others targeted by anti-rights actors, the State Department stipulates. In its Notice of Funding Opportunity Ensuring Freedom of Expression for Vulnerable and Marginalized Populations Responding to Anti-Rights Efforts and Targeted Attacks, the State Department notes that grants will only be given to those whose programs have strong support from and participation by lesbian and bisexual women, transgender and intersex individuals, and other gender-diverse persons. Strong proposals, it states, will include a strong gender analysis that looks at the unique needs of women and girls, including lesbian and bisexual women, as well as transgender, intersex, and other gender-diverse and gender-nonconforming persons, women of color, women with disabilities, and/or women who experience multiple and intersecting human rights violations and abuse. Despite its stated aim of funding projects seeking to promote and protect freedom of expression, the State Department makes clear that it will only fund projects promoting a very specific type of speech, that which advocates for radical LGBT goals and the pro-abortion movement. The initiative seems to focus on measures taken by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., especially his resistance to child sexual indoctrination, since he appears to be a probable threat to a Democrat run for the White House in 2024. Freedom of expression for vulnerable and marginalized communities is infringed by discriminatory legislation, government persecution, targeted attacks on civil society and its operating space, and orchestrated attacks by those opposed to equal recognition of human rights for all persons. Universally, the initiative declares, increasingly, targeted anti-rights attacks, including anti-gender movements, have variously mobilized public support against inclusive legislation and/or promoted and propagated discriminatory legislation intended to curtail speech, the funding offer states. In case the true intent of the State Department funding is unclear, it adds that its offer requests proposals specifically focused on responding to so-called anti-gender movements that have engaged in targeted attacks on individual human rights defenders and organizations, produced and circulated disinformation, myths, and conspiracy theories targeting vulnerable and marginalized communities and increasing social stigma against these groups. Follow at Williams from